Page 69. B. The World in a Classroom. École Mondiale World School. Just outside the metropolis Mumbai in India is an international secondary school called École Mondiale World School. We met some of the students.
This is one of this city's most international schools, and we get a lot of international exposure. That is one of the main reasons why people attend the school. It leads to the IB, which gives us the opportunity to study abroad.
It's also a school that helps us to be balanced learners and not only academically inclined. It gives us exposure to different kinds of sports and extracurricular activities. It provides an international environment, a well-rounded education, and the teachers are fabulous.
We come in early in the morning, and once we get into our home rooms, we all have allotted home rooms, we stand up for the national anthem or the school anthem, which plays in the morning. After that, we have three classes in the morning, each of 40 minutes, after which we have a snack break of 20 minutes. Then we have four classes of 40 minutes each. And to make it easier for the students, a lot of classes are double lessons, so that we don't have to keep shifting from class to class. We also have lockers where we can keep our books, bags, etc. In the 40-minute lunch break, we all have time to play on the indoor basketball court or play football outside. Everything is organized, and each age group gets a certain time to play, so it's not too crowded. After lunch, we have two classes before our school day is over.
I think this school really teaches you intercultural awareness and helps you become more internationally minded. It teaches you to pursue your passions and do what you think is right, more than fulfilling anyone else's expectations. In that sense, I think I have grown in confidence and really been nurtured here.
This school teaches us how to be open-minded and balanced. It lets us do what we want. We get to choose our own courses in 12th grade. The teaching is very international, which is generally appreciated, and it is the only school that is a full IB school in Mumbai.
We have extracurricular activities on Mondays and Thursdays. On Thursdays, we swim. We are on the swimming team for our school, so we participate in different competitions. For my Monday activity, I'm in MUN, which is short for Model United Nations. We've done one international MUN, and we have a school MUN. We also go to different local schools and do national MUNs as well. Both of us have been to the St. Petersburg International Model United Nations and to the Harvard Model United Nations in India.
The future.
I want to study in the US and I want to do a liberal arts course. In liberal arts, I'm very set on doing international relations and political sciences. I also want to study history and do religious studies. Furthermore, I want to study at Yale or Oxford and get a degree in criminal law and become a good criminal lawyer.
I want to do business and economics. My dream is Oxford University after 12th grade. I have decided my IB subjects accordingly. After that, I plan to get my master's and get some work experience. I see myself as a pretty good businesswoman in the future.
I really want to pursue mathematics and economics in college, and I want to study in the US or England. My dream school is Harvard. I really want to go to an Ivy League college or Oxford or Cambridge. Why do I want to study maths and economics? I think in life you have a lot of gray areas. You're not sure whether what you're doing is right. You're not sure whether or not you have come to the right answer. I think maths is one of the subjects where it's very black and white. You're either right or wrong. I really like that. I think it's really systematic and logical. After that, I would either want to become a college professor, or I would want to work at a financial consulting agency or an investment bank. We'll see.
With regard to the future, I am partly confused because I want to be an engineer, but I don't know what engineering I want to do. As to universities, I'm actually fine wherever I go. I don't want to get into an Ivy League college or anything. I really enjoy physics and chemistry, and I am taking higher level maths, and I am doing additional maths in my current school year.
I want to pursue physics in some form or the other, and I don't really mind where I study. I believe that if you have a passion for a subject, it doesn't matter if you're starting at Mumbai University or Harvard University. You can express and fulfill your talent to the highest degree anywhere, and if you're talented, you'll get recognized. My aim is to contribute to physics as a Nobel Prize winner or as something that's defining. I've lived in Mumbai for 7 years now. I think it's a great place, simply because the people here are very understanding. They are open to your character no matter. Everyone has a place in Mumbai. People are ready to accept you the way you are. Therefore, I see a lot of people flourish. Other Indian cities are not this open. They're more stereotypical. Furthermore, I think the city is really beautiful, with the sea and all. Apart from being in a coastal area and being the business hub of India, it probably represents the most modern aspect of Indian society. Everyone is modern, culturally aware, and open-minded, and not restricted to the stereotypical Indian society from when we were under British rule. I think Mumbai is a symbol of change.